We're here with Representative Anthony Brindisi, a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Anthony, if I may call you that, the district is purple. So does that affect the way that you have to act as a Democrat in the Congress?
I don't know if it affects the way we act. It certainly affects the way we govern. I always say that I'm not very big on national messages. The message that I talk about is the message that's driven from what I hear locally, and that message comes through the town hall meetings that we're doing throughout the district. It comes from the smaller community events that we're doing. It's coming from visiting local businesses or meeting with other nonprofit groups. That's really where I get the message from, and I try to reflect what I feel are the values of the district.
How popular is Trump in the district?
I would guess it's been a while since I've seen poll numbers, but I would guess that he still has probably an above-water favorability rating in the district. I would say maybe around 50%, 52% approve, which may be higher than national averages. And I guess what I heard during the campaign, and certainly what I continue to hear, is the issues that folks in the district care about may not always reach the national news media, may not always get covered in the national news media, but you know, the issues that people wake up in the morning and worry about in the congressional district are struggling, working multiple jobs, trying to put food on the table, dealing with the opioid crisis and losing a loved one to a heroin overdiction, struggling with infrastructure challenges and lack of broadband access throughout the congressional district, workforce development, student loan debt. Those are the things that really my office hears the most about: the growing influence of big corporate monopolies and rising prices on consumer goods and services. Those are the issues that we hear the most about, and that's how those are the issues that I'm trying to work on down here in Washington.
So you know that there's a huge group of people who want to see this president impeached.
Yes.
Take it with so many people who voted for Trump and who still believe in Trump. That's not one you want to go near.
Well, it's not even so much that. It's even people who just don't want to see the country over the next year and a half go down that road of impeachment. I'm a firm believer in checks and balances. I'm a firm believer in oversight. It's clearly established in the Constitution, the congressional role of oversight, especially over the executive branch. But we also have to work on solutions to some of the problems that we talked about. I was very pleased to see yesterday's meeting at the White House with the Speaker and Senate Minority Leader Schumer, with the President, talking about an issue like infrastructure. That is something that I hear loud and clear from constituents back home: is we want to see our roads and bridges fixed. We want to see water quality issues improved upon throughout the state. We want to see access to high-speed internet expanded into small towns and rural areas that have no coverage right now, especially some of the counties that I serve in the 22nd District. So infrastructure is an area where I think you could see some bipartisan reform, but something like impeachment could sidetrack us from actually getting some achievements in that area.
So do you see it as something that will happen? I mean, there are all these investigations going on and the rest. And I guess the question that a lot of us have is, if you saw incontrovertible evidence that the president had broken the law, would you be a profile in courage?
Well, I would say that we should never impeach for political reasons. We should never not impeach for political reasons. And we have to let the facts come out. We have the Mueller report. My guess is we're going to see the entire report at some point down the road in the near future. There are investigations, congressional investigations going on in the various committees of jurisdiction. I don't happen to serve on any of those committees doing that right now. But we'll see those play out, and as more facts develop, and I very much would like to see Robert Mueller come testify before Congress so we can get his take on things, especially in light of the letter he sent to the Attorney General that was reported yesterday in the news. Let's see what happens with those investigations. But I'm someone who doesn't believe that we should go down the road of impeachment. I think the country as a whole is going to have their say next year who they want to be the commander-in-chief for the next 4 years in our country, and they'll have that say.
So do you think the fact that Mueller wrote that now famous letter as we speak, saying that he didn't like the way that Barr had characterized it and gotten out in front of his report, do you think that that is resonating with the people who you talk to?
It depends who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to people down in Washington, it's very much a topic of conversation. If I'm back in the district, not as much. But it's certainly troublesome that the special counsel has found that the Attorney General's process of releasing the information was not what he expected, and I again believe Mueller should testify. I believe Attorney General Barr should testify in the House, and we should learn more about his thought process and the communications that were had between the special counsel and the Attorney General during that time period.
Now, I know that you did not back Nancy Pelosi, Anthony Brindisi. I know that you did not back Nancy Pelosi when she ran for Speaker. She was widely criticized. She became the boogeyman for so many people, and the Republicans did quite a job on her. But she seems to be gaining some more respect around the country now that she's become a main Trump adversary. Have you changed your mind about her?
Well, as I said during the campaign, and I felt very strongly when I make a promise on the campaign, I fulfill it down in Washington. Having said that, I work very, very well with the Speaker. I work well with members on both sides of the aisle, and you have to have those relationships, and you have to be able to work with people, even people you have differences with. So I'll continue that relationship going forward. I've had a number of conversations with the Speaker about our district, and we'll continue that going forward, and would certainly love to work with her to help some of the issues that we're facing in upstate New York. Same way I would work with the president, who I have differences with. But again, if there's areas that we can compromise, like on infrastructure, like on drug pricing, those are areas we should be working together.
If she comes up again for speaker and there's a vote in the conference, you'll vote for her or vote against her?
It's hard to say. We'll see what happens in 2 years. I don't know if she's going to even want to do that again in the next time around. And there are a lot of newer members who are in leadership, some from our own state, who I have a lot of admiration for. And we'll see what happens next time around, who comes forward as the speaker. But we got to focus on governing right now.
It's great to talk to Representative Anthony Brindisi, first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Anthony, good luck on all you're doing. I know it's hard work, and I appreciate your being there.
Thank you, Alan.